Hey, Tasha, how are you?
I am well. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Thanks so much for joining. This is Alex with Simply Gold. I've got my guest, Tasha. Tasha, man, you and I gotten to hang out a couple times the last couple days. I've seen you at networking events. We went to the Glen and had some iced tea. That was a lot of fun. And now here you are at the office here doing our podcast together. So thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to get right into all the things. So we've been talking about to different business owners about their struggles, what they've been going through, challenges, and I can't wait for you to share yours. What I've learned about you and what I've really grown to respect is just, man, the level of entrepreneurship that you're crushing it at. You've got a couple of things that you're rolling, working with, businesses that you're trying to start, and you're building it all by hand, with your bare hands from scratch.
Yes, yes. Once again, I appreciate you having me on your podcast. I'm excited to be here. But yes, it all started with a dream. I always wanted to be a business owner from day one. I've had struggles from day one, like everyone else, but mine were mostly by poor choices. So once able to get over that, and the poor choices also led to me having bad credit as well. So I decided that it was time. Mm-hmm. I was reading something to where they said, oh, fix your credit, build your credit, and you can get your business funded. I was like, wow. So I looked further into it, invested a few dollars into it, but this was all for myself. So I took the classes, graduated with honors, and I went to work on my credit report. So I can't say it was a lot. So I was able to get all my negative accounts deleted. Mm-hmm. And from there was nothing left. So I had to build. I had to add. From there, added accounts, and then I went for my first round of business funding and was able to get $70,000 for my new business.
Dang, that's some serious money.
Yes, and so that...
How long did that time take?
That time took, probably around 16 months.
Okay, that's not that long.
It wasn't, and keep in mind, I was my first client.
Right.
And when I was doing this, I had no intentions of turning this into a business. Mm-hmm. But in all actuality, I see how it helped myself and my family and repositioned us. So I take this knowledge that I have and I want to help other people.
Yeah.
You know, you may have come from where I came from, you know, with making bad decisions and, you know, bad credit, or it could be just something like COVID. COVID affected a lot of people. So, you know, I have a lot of clients that I work with now that were affected by COVID. Mm-hmm. And getting their credit reports back in order. I do credit repair, you know, just fixing, you know, the credit report, cleaning it up, negative items, inquiries. Because your credit reports will be 100% accurate.
Right.
You know, 79% of credit reports have errors. 25% of those are serious errors.
Well, and it's just not a good system, right?
It's not a fair system, and they are regulated. Us as consumers, we do have rights that protect us. And believe you me, they violate us every day. The credit reporting agencies, which mm-hmm. is Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, they call themselves credit bureaus. They're not credit bureaus. They just use that term. It's a scare tactic. You think bureau, Federal Bureau of Investigations, you know,
right.
Scare testing. They're not. Now, they are regulated by bureaus, being the CFPB. That's a bureau that they're regulated by. So they have standards to withhold, mm-hmm. and they don't, because it's all about, you know, it's all about money.
Right.
So credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, they sell our credit reports. Now, a bad credit report sells for 3.5 times more than a good credit report. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
They're never going to fix that system, though, right? They're not trying to. They're trying to make it difficult.
Do you know that the last time they just updated some of the law, just one law, and that was last year, 20, 23. Before then, I don't know off the top of my head, but those laws are older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had updates, you know, as going on. But they're, no, it's not fair. But that's why it's important to me to help people. Because, you know, I was at fault. I didn't take my credit seriously. But at the same time, that's no reason for me to be taken advantage of.
Right.
And a lot of these companies take advantage of people. They fraudulently send you out letters, mainly the collection agencies.
Mm-hmm. I had a recent issue with Spectrum.
Yes.
So Spectrum had sent me a coupon in the mail. You know, today, sign up, it's like $19.99 or whatever. And I think, so I signed up, right? So I was like, why not? Because I was paying $175 or $150 for Verizon Fios.
Okay.
Frontier. And so I called the guy. They're like, we'll send you all the stuff. So they sent everything to the house. I couldn't figure out how to hook it up. Like, I couldn't. So I tried. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't working, right? So I couldn't be without. So I, you know, boxed it up, called them. I was like, I can't figure it out. They're like, well, we can send somebody. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You know, no big deal. Of course, they never came or not at the right time or whatever the case. So it just never got set up. So I called and I said, you know, you can come pick up your stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not working out. I wasn't ugly. You know, but I was like, but I tried. I just don't have the time to mess with this. I'd rather actually pay more money and just have it work than deal with all this mess. So that was no problem. We'll come pick it up. Well, to make a long story short, I had a bill that was due.
Yes.
Even though I never activated the service, never plugged it in, never ran it. So they were trying to collect on it over and over again. And finally they sent it to collections.
Yeah.
And man, it was, you know, back and forth and this and that. And, you know, it's just, so I had to pay it, you know, to get it removed. Now, you may know all the tricks and, you know, you may not have had to pay it and this and that, but what else was I supposed to do, right?
And you, just like a lot of other consumers, I see that on credit reports a lot, whether it's AT&T and what is it? I return the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They're charging me for the equipment. I see that all the time.
Yep.
And that's an easy removal.
Yeah. Now, so they did give me a letter, said they were going to remove it once I paid. I haven't followed up with my credit report, but it's
that
again,
is
just
very important to get a letter. Get it in writing that they're going to delete it before you pay them.
Right.
And, you know, they have to write the right
language
to deny.
Right. Oh, they have the right to deny.
Yeah, they don't have to accept. It's called a pay to delete. So you're going to pay them. And they're going to delete it from your credit report. So you're supposed to get that in writing first, because it's important to get that in writing, because other than that, you'll pay, and then they'll update the credit report, and it'll show you owe $0, but it'll still be a negative account, because it shows that it went to collections, that it was late. Everything, you know, before anything, is 30 days late.
Right.
And that's the biggest impact to your credit report. There are two main things that make up your credit score. That is your payment history and your credit card utilization.
Mm-hmm.
Those two right there make up your credit score. So one late payment, 30-day late payment, can drop your credit score 61 to 100 points.
And how long would it take to get back up to where it needed to be?
How long would it take? Well,
I mean, just generally speaking.
The first 3 years, it'll have a major impact on your score. It'd be on your report for five to 7 years. Depending on what type of account it is.
Yeah.
But
dang. But can you get those removed?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will get you like me. Yes, sir. But with the collections,
mm-hmm.
a lot of these debt collectors don't even have a right to collect on that debt. And they're just, you know, sending you. I've had someone who's paid a debt, an alleged debt, shall I say, to a debt collector, and then turn around another debt collector sent another bill for the same amount. Another client, it was a scare tactic that one of them used. They said, you know, pay X amount by this date and we won't put it on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
It was not on the credit report. You know what it was?
Yeah.
They had less than 5 days to collect on that debt. So that was their last and final attempt. was to threaten her to put it on there, knowing they couldn't.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. What I think where there's, so there's credit repair, credit consulting, yes. Right? Credit consolidation. There's all these different types. Does it affect? Does it behoove a business owner to just pay everything off? You know, all in once. Let's say I got $10,000 in credit card debt. I got $10,000 in cash. You know, should I just pay it all off, or do I have to show history? What would you recommend an owner in that situation? You know, that's a kind of a common situation, right? You got all this debt, but I got this cash. Should I just pay all this off?
You have all. So when you're saying pay off. All the accounts are in good standing, right. Just credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because that is the second factor that dictates your credit score, credit card utilization, okay? Credit card utilization. The higher the utilization, the lower your score. You know, if you run the card up, pay it off, your score will raise back up. You can max the card out every month, mm-hmm. as long as you pay it. By a certain date, and with most companies, it's not the due date.
Right. It's not the due date that they report or whatever. I've even heard, and I don't know if this is a myth or not. I've heard that you can pay like two payments on your auto, one in the middle and one at the end. It'll show like an extra payment or something. I don't know if that's just BS. I'm sure there's so much information out there that people make up.
They only report every 30 days. It'll show on your payment history that you paid multiple times, but they're only going to report it. To Equifax, Verint, and TransUnion every 30 days. Yes. So you can pay on it as much as you like. And then remember, the more you use it, the higher your chances are for getting a credit line increase.
Mm-hmm. Which helps with that extra buffer.
Yes. Helps with the utilization of your available credit. And if for some reason that you do have a credit card and you're not using it, and they cut your limit,
mm-hmm.
that's going to affect your score. It's going to drop your score because that dropped your available limit.
Right.
Yes. So there's a lot of factors that do go into your credit score, but the main two is your payment history and your utilization for your credit cards.
Okay.
Main two. So you would definitely want to pay those credit cards off. And I've seen people get denied for having multiple balances on credit cards, even though they were low balances.
Right.
That's a reason to get denied. Inquiries or a reason to be denied. And over a third of consumers have more than four inquiries on their credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first 12 months, those inquiries are affecting your credit score. Those next 12 months, they're really not affecting the score. Then after that, they fall off.
Gotcha. Yeah. Unfortunately, you need credit.
Yes, you do.
So you can't just not have it.
No, it's changed everything. I'm telling you, I couldn't get anywhere. My first business was at a standstill. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't buy more property. Yes, I have tenants, but I can't buy more property. I can't fix flip. No one loaned me money because of my credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So once I fixed my credit, I basically positioned myself and I positioned my clients to personally guarantee their business,
right.
The business loans, the business credit cards. Only time people do not want to personally guarantee PG anything is because they do not qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I was in that position before. But let me help you get in that position to where you do qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can start building your business credit. And now you'll be able to move further with your company. Myself, I really needed credit for marketing. That was my number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have to invest in materials or anything like that.
It's just the daily activity of driving places, meeting people, and getting a return on investment for that.
Absolutely.
But you got to pay it. So I think with our business, we have a customer that's halfway across the country. Actually, we have a few.
Oh.
So we have to pay in advance for the travel, go out and see, invoice the customer, and then reimburse ourselves, right? So we have to consistently monitor that credit as well. There's a big difference, though, between, business credit and personal credit. So how do you navigate those separately? Or maybe they're not separate. Maybe they're together.
they are to be separate. For the record, please have them separate. But yes, your personal credit. So the personal credit is just for that personally. So we will build and strengthen the personal credit for you to have a healthy credit report, because the score is just a credit score. Mm-hmm. The score does not guarantee approval. I know a young lady, once upon a time, she had a credit score of 814. She went to Mercedes to lease a vehicle. She needed a cosigner. And she called me and she asked me why. And I was like, you got that high credit score by maxing those credit cards out and paying them back. Mm-hmm. You never had a car loan before.
Right.
That's a whole different type of loan. It's an installment loan. And she was like, I don't understand. I said, well, get it. You know, she was like, I honor cosign. She got it. I said, you won't have to worry about it. Fast forward now, I believe she has an 845 credit score. She went traded in that Mercedes for a Range Rover. She did not need any money down nor a cosigner.
Nice.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes. She has a nice vehicle, too.
I've had some bad credit in my past. I had a car. I'm 40, so I've had a couple of cars, you know. So I had one of them cars. It was 19%, you know, the max, I think, right? 19.9 is like the max or something by law. I only had it for a year because, you know, I was a good boy. Went back to the dealership. They were able to refinance and get it all back. But, man, that was a bad year. I mean, that was expensive.
Yes, and I can't say my last auto loan, but while my credit was bad, I had got a car, and I want to say my interest rate was like 29%.
Dang,
yes,
that's crazy.
My car note was $700 and something a month. That's not including my insurance.
Neither. For like a $30,000,
$35,000. Yeah, it was a Lincoln MKZ. I don't even remember the year. It wasn't that old. It was probably about 3 or 4 years older mm-hmm. than the time. But I was like, this is ridiculous. So I saved my money and I gave them back the car. I just like, there it is. Go get it. I don't want it anymore. Okay. That was a voluntarily repossession. Needless to say, I got that removed from my credit report as well because I was violated.
crazy.
But I mean, and that should be against the law, those predatory interest rates, you know, that's set up with the credit cards, the loans. You're saying they're setting you up for failure,
right?
You know, credit cards, they're charging you, I don't care if it's $9 a month. And if you forget to pay that $9 because you're not using your credit card, you're like, oh, I don't owe anything. Mm-hmm. You don't pay that $9. Guess what? You have a 30-day late payment. Now your credit score has dropped 61 to 100 points because you didn't pay them the monthly fee on time.
Yeah. Dang. That's crazy. So the new thing now, it seems like, is the flexible payments. So it's like 4 easy payments. Like, it's not a credit card.
Right.
It's like an easy pay.
Yes.
Right. So that and they got all sorts of stuff. There's actually one that's my favorite. It's called Zip. I don't know if you heard of Zip. I do like Zip.
No, I haven't.
Zip's cool. So Zip is cool because they give you like $500 in credit, quote unquote. But they split it up into 4 payments. But it's not a credit card. It's like just an amount. I don't know how it works. I have no idea. But they're like, here's $500. Go to Best Buy, run this card, and we'll split it up. It comes out of your debit card.
Yeah.
So it's linked to a payment card. And then every 2 weeks, it takes out money. But it's not a lease. It's not crazy. It's like, you know, $10 extra.
Yes.
You know, or something.
I use something similar to that, Affirm. Now, I'll do things like that on my personal end to what? Watch my utilization, because that doesn't report.
Mm-hmm.
So I utilize that as well when it's something that I want to purchase and I right. don't want to use my credit. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. But I mean, it's low limit. And, you know, I the other part that's difficult with credit is needing it. So like rental cars, for example.
Yes.
That's a racket. I mean, it's a racket. You have to have a credit card to rent from Avis, Budget, all the bigs.
You do.
And if you don't, then you got to pay a $1,000 deposit. Something ridiculous.
Who has that? Right. I mean, just laying around to give to the rental car place while you, right. you go on vacation.
And especially when you're at a at a cheap rental car place. You're at the cheapest rental car place, and they want $1,000 to hold on your debit card.
And then it brings me back to the bad credit cards, you know, where you where they target bad credit, shall mm-hmm. I say, where they'll send you a $500. Oh, you approve a $500 credit card, and they charge you $200. So it's only $300 on there. That's happened to me before, and I went to the car rental place, the rental car,
right.
and I thought I had $500 on there. I didn't.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It is absolutely insane. But, I mean, the power of credit is changed my zip code. It's changed my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the bank refinancing. It's a certain bank that I like because on the business side that you can refinance 4 vehicles mm-hmm. at one time. So we were there doing that, and the young lady seen our credit scores, and she was like, wow. And I told her what I did, and she was like, here. But this is the person, you know, approving loans right. at the bank. And they most people that's approving your loans and everything, they just know what the minimum is to get you approved
right.
and what your interest rate will be. They don't even understand what all goes into credit.
Yeah, it's bad, Tasha. We're all screwed with this. I mean, if it wasn't for people like you to help navigate the seas, you know, what other options do people have? They got no options. They just stuck.
Yeah, you'll be stuck for 7 years, you know, just because of COVID, because, mm-hmm. you know, they shut down your practice.
Right.
You can't accept patients and now, but you still owe money on your lease.
Right.
You still have payroll. So credit is there. It helps. And even with your personal credit, with my clients that joined the credit building, we're able to put them in a position to where they have the credit cards they have are high limit credit cards.
Right.
So that way they have those high limits. So when they do purchase something, it's not affecting their utilization.
It's not 90% of their credit.
Yep.
100% of the credit.
And bringing down that score.
Right. Because what the bad credit card comes, they gave you like $300. They're like, here's $300.
Yeah.
And you fill that up in a truck with full of gas, you're already 60% of utilization.
And now your credit score is tanked.
Right.
And I hope you weren't looking to apply for anything, to move or anything right about now.
Right.
And then, okay, you're like, oh, I paid it off, but you didn't pay it in time.
Mm-hmm.
You did not pay it in time. And unfortunately, that could be a cause for denial. Once again, I keep saying a gentleman that I knew was applying for something and I was getting him in a position for it.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted a motorcycle so bad. And I was like, not right now. He got it anyway. Told him to pay off his credit cards. He didn't. So he went to apply and he was denied because of too many balances on those credit cards and too much new credit.
Now, do you consult people through that as well? I mean, because it's not just a fix, it's to help educate, consult.
Educate, maintain. Sometimes there are certain situations where we can come up with solutions to debt.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's not. And the only thing that there is to do with debt is to pay it.
Right.
There's no other way around it.
Yeah.
One way or another, you have to pay it. And then also sometimes when we are disputing credit reports, because this did happen with myself, it was a medical bill
mm-hmm.
that was sent to collections. And that was my longest account that I was disputing with Experian. It was removed from Equifax. It was removed from TransUnion. Experian did not want to remove it. I did have to go to the extreme of suing them in court
mm-hmm.
and getting them served. So once I did that, the collection agency contacted me by mail and said, oh, no, you don't owe us anything. And we'll notify Experian
right.
that you don't owe us anything. And I still have the letter to this day. I didn't notify Experian, but Experian did end up deleting it. So, you know, that just that's a case just to go to show that collection agency had no right to collect on that alleged debt. Mm-hmm. It's all alleged.
Tasha, I love you. You're always smiling. I'm telling you're one of my favorite people to be around because you're just always in a good mood.
There's no reason not to be.
There's no reason. Today was, I mean, it's a beautiful day if you're on the up on the top side of the earth.
Oh, and so. Look where we're at. I'm at your office. Look.
Yeah, I love it here, especially during football season. You can see kids and everywhere and people taking pictures and families. And then I walk down to eat lunch and I'll take pictures with, you know, for people because they're trying to do the selfie thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got you. I'll take a picture. Yeah.
Oh,
whatever.
Look at you.
Yep. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
This is the place to be right here.
Yeah, this is the place to be. I've thought about leaving here every on occasion, no. But it's too fun.
No.
Tasha, how do people get in touch with you if they want to get started? So I know you live in we work in the Frisco area. You live in the Frisco area. Can you serve the whole nation? Doesn't matter where you're at, I'm assuming.
Does not matter as long as you're in the United States. You can reach me at Concrete Capital Consulting. I'm on all social media or www.concretecapitalconsulting.com. All social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok.
Hopefully TikTok for much longer.
Oh, I love TikTok.
I know. I'll be so sad if
it
goes away.
I will, too. I really will. I really will. My phone number, you can reach me at 877-929-9073.
Perfect. Tasha, I'm so blessed that you're here and that we're becoming friends. And
I thank you, Alex.
Oops, I hit the button, not twice on accident. There we go. It's one of my favorite songs.
Oh my goodness.
Tasha, thanks so much. I'm Alex with Simply
thank
Gold.
You, thank
I hope to
you.
See you again
you
around.
You will, thank you.
Pleasure's mine. Bye-bye.